Welcome to Life's Issues with Lauren Jano, a show created to help you tackle life's greatest issues, from personal development to relationships, health, and business. Life's Issues is brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Lauren Jano.
Hey everyone, welcome to Life's Issues with Lauren Jano. I'm your host, Lauren Jano, coming to you live all the way from Toronto, Canada, every Thursday at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Tough Talk Radio. I'm, as always, so happy that you are joining me here today. And, you know, as a certified high-performance coach, my mission is to help as many people as possible transform themselves so that they are consistently living their best, most authentic, fulfilled, purposeful, happiest, and successful life. So in addition to bringing you experts from around the world every week to discuss a range of topics from personal development to health, business, spirituality, relationships, and psychology, I'm also going to take a few minutes each week to share with you a high-performance coaching highlight and what I coach my clients on, all with the intention of inspiring and transforming you to a bolder life. So my high performance highlight for this week is on the topic of clarity. And this is such a huge element of my coaching, of my life, and just everything that I do. And it's clarity on so many levels. So it's about how well do you understand yourself and your drivers and your strengths and how you are using them or not using them in your life. It's about how clear are you about how you're interacting with people and how you're showing up. And if you are clear about it, are you actually living from and into that? It's about having clarity about your goals and where you're going and what you want to accomplish. It's clarity about your spirituality and what that means for you and what are you doing to develop that. It's clarity about your career and what's happening with that. Because, you know, without knowing where we want to be, where we want to go, what we want to accomplish, it's, you know, how do you take intentional action every day? And the reality is most people don't have significant clarity, and especially not, you know, in all areas of their life and even about themselves. And so what happens is they kind of are going through life almost on autopilot, remotely, and then wondering, you know, why they're not getting the results they want, why they're not ending up where they want to be. And it all comes back to, well, if you don't know where you want to go, how are you going to get there? And, you know, just a very practical example of that is using Uber, for example, which I've been using quite a bit lately, and I have to say I love it. But when you put in your destination of where the driver needs to pick you up, you have to put in where you're going, because otherwise, you know, where is he taking you? And certainly needs to know where he's picking you up from. And so, again, it always amazes me when I look at the parallels in life and look at some of the areas where, you know, having clarity is just, it's a given, and we realize that without it, we can't do anything. And how in some areas of our life, which are almost less important, less impactful, there's a lot of clarity. But then in the big things, the things that matter the most, the things that are going to move our life forward, we don't pay attention to that. We don't dig down into that. And again, it just seems like such an inverse way and upside down way of running our lives and living our lives. And the reason I'm bringing this up today and why it's top of mind for me is that I had a session with a client actually earlier today, and she was sharing with me how, you know, since our last session, which was specifically on clarity about her and how she's showing up, how things had shifted in her life because of that, how she was more confident, people were responding to her a little bit differently, and she just felt so much more grounded and in control of things. But then she went on to share, which I thought was so interesting, how in the past week she'd really been putting off for such a long time cleaning up her home. And so this week she'd cleaned it inside and out. She'd had the eavesdrops cleaned. She'd had the windows cleaned. And she said, you know, she looked out the window today, and for the first time in months, just noticed like the gorgeous trees right outside her window. And I said to her, like, I don't think there's a coincidence in that. And it was just, to me, such a testament to the fact that what we learn in personal development and what is so true is that our inner world reflects our outer world. And as she was becoming clearer from within, literally on the outside, things were physically becoming clearer and cleaner. And I just thought it was such a brilliant and wonderful example and experience for her, especially of the impact that this can have in our lives. And with, you know, there's certain things that we just are not seeing and take for granted. So I'm going to encourage you this week to really spend some time thinking about this and think about how clear are you about the different areas and aspects of your life and yourself and who you are and how you're showing up, and make some decisions around that and take some intentional action to move your life closer to where you want it to be. So that is my high performance highlight for this week. Now, before we bring our first guest up for the show today, I want to just remind you that if you want to join the conversation and ask my guests any questions, ask me any questions, you can do so by calling into 347-989-1363 at any time and press 1, and my producer Tony will bring you onto the show. And then, of course, you can listen in online by going to lifesissueswithlaurenjournal.com. I'd love to have you join us. We are going to take a quick commercial break, and then I will bring up my first guest for today. So I'll see you in a minute.
Listen to The Legal Eagle and The Coach each Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. on Tough Talk Radio Network. Leading local and national experts in business will share their keys to success so that our listening audience can be educated and entertained along the way to becoming all they can be. So whether you're new to business or highly experienced, The Legal Eagle and The Coach with hosts David Alterburn and Brian Kaiser is a great radio program for you. For more information, go to LegalEagleAndTheCoachRadio.com.
Live at Choice, where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live at Choice choose to make a difference. Live at Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveatchoice.com to get started.
Lauren Jano is an elite international certified high-performance coach, author, and speaker with over 15 years' experience helping clients transform so that they are living bolder, happier, and more successful lives. Through a combination of her world-class coaching program and exclusive assessments, her mission is to get to the crux of your issues quickly and accurately, and then guide you to achieve sustained and higher levels of clarity, joy, energy, connection, influence, and overall performance in every area of your life. To learn more or to contact Lauren, go to laurenjohnno.com.
Creative goals. She coaches clients on how to leverage their creative ideas into heartfelt, prosperous business and fulfilling lives. She is a best-selling author and recently received her certifications as a soul collage facilitator and as a scientific hand analyst. Gail, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. It's great to be here and nice to meet you.
You too. I am super excited to speak to you because I love all this stuff, and I'm just seeing soul collage facilitator, scientific hand analyst. I need to put that on my list of courses to do next. Can you tell us a little bit about those? I'm just going to jump right into things because I think we're going to have so much to talk about. So let's start with that, if that's okay with you.
Okay. Well, having worked with people for many years and really focused on helping people access their life purpose and their creative mission and so forth, I keep adding techniques to my repertoire. So soul collage is actually different from making a treasure map, for example. Soul collage is a technique that was developed by Sina Frost in California that uses based on Jungian theory, but it's also fun. So basically what people do is they make either intentional cards or intuitive cards, and then they go through a process where they step into the card and dialogue with the card. So different from just cutting out a picture of a new car you want, for example. You might make a card about that, but then you would do some journaling exercises and step into the car, et cetera, and get all kinds of insights. What's amazing to me about things that you do visually with clients is that it's like a shortcut to some of these unconscious blocks, and people get incredible insights, and you build a deck over a lifetime, and it's fantastic. But it's also really fun because I know when I do workshops, people never want to stop cutting pictures out, pasting them together. So it's a really fun way for people to get a lot of insights, and the blocks just disappear. It's amazing. So that one I love. And also, for the past 5 years, I got certified in scientific hand analysis, which is a science. In other words, if I had prints of your hands in front of me and I had 12 of my certified colleagues here, we would all come up with the same answers. So it's not like going to a fortune teller.
Right.
It's a very set science. And what's so interesting is that our fingerprints are formed in the womb between weeks 14 and 16. So we can actually, and they're doing more research on this, using this with children and kids in high school to help them learn their life purpose, their life school, their gifts, and it's always great to know our life lesson because that's kind of the ditch that we keep falling into over and over. And if we know what it is, we hopefully only get close to the ditch and we stop falling in.
Right. So I have a bunch of questions for you because I love this stuff and I use it and I enjoy it. So why don't you just talk about the soul collage, and because I agree with you. I think visualization and images is such a powerful tool to use in putting, you know, forth what we want to create in our life or achieve in our life. So, can you just explain a little bit more about that process of, as you say, stepping into the card and what actually happens in that process? When you work with someone.
Okay. Now, it was great that you were talking about intentional action when you were speaking earlier, because very often I give people a choice of making any kind of card they want, which is more of an intuitive card. And sometimes people make cards about things they didn't even know they were worried about or interested in or had as a goal. And then we have intentional cards where people are very clear that, for example, I had one woman who definitely wanted to take her music to the next level. She's a music teacher, but she really wanted to perform. So her intentional card was about becoming a performer, and it was really interesting. Her card had stages on it and costumes and so on and so forth. But it also had a picture of a baby hiding under a blanket, and that was really where she was at. And when we did the journaling exercise, there are four or five key kinds of questions that you ask your card, and one of them is stepping into your card and saying, I am the one who. So here she had this beautiful card with, you know, performances and people clapping and so forth. But the real heart of the card was the baby with the blanket over her head hiding. And there was also another little girl who had lost a shoe on the other side of the card. So it was all about stepping into that anxiety and trying to figure out what that was all about. And for her, she'd had some, as most people in the creative field and most of us just as human beings, we've had some humiliating experiences along the way about self-expression. So that we were able to work that through, and then we had her make a whole other series of cards with some intentional actions about how she was going to increase her confidence and get voice lessons and coaching and a new photograph and website and so forth. And actually, I just hired her to perform at one of my workshops. So,
oh, amazing.
Yeah, so that helped her admit why she kept procrastinating. She kept saying, I'm too busy, I can't do it.
Right.
But it was the terror, and which for most of us, it's issues of courage that can really stop us, which is one of the reasons why I put together the Creativity Courage cards, was because everybody just kept saying, I need more courage. So I developed a tool to help people to be more confident. And there are also some clues in, there's an animal chakra visualization that we do during Soul Collage. And one of the women in one of my classes got a rabbit, and she said, I'm so disappointed. She said, I feel like I want to be really powerful and ferocious. She said, I wanted like a lion who was going to just charge out there and make an impact. She's an artist who's been trying to get more work done. Once her work gets out there, it sells. It's just getting it done, and she's got lots of family things. Anyway, so she was disappointed. I said, you know, go home and think about the rabbit. Anyway, a week later, she calls me, but she said, you won't believe this. She said, I was just going through some of my old art drawings when she was going to Rhode Island School of Design, and she said, I came upon a self-portrait of myself holding a rabbit in one hand holding a paintbrush in the other hand. And she said, I see now where hares and rabbits, which are about fast action and getting into motion and multiplying, can really help me as a spiritual guide and a soul companion. So now she's very happy. She has the rabbit, and she's got rabbits all over her art studio to remind her to keep painting.
I love that. Yeah. So if someone wanted to just, you know, try this at home, do something like this on their own, having listened to this, is there a way that they can do that? What would you recommend they do if it's possible, you know, to try something like this at home?
Yes. Actually, there's a website, www.soulcollage, which is soulcollage.com. And on that website, and this is where I was trained, Sina Frost has a video where she tells you about how to get started. She also has a book that you can purchase there, and you can also purchase We use 5x8 cards for the most part, but I have some people put together 10 cards and make a giant card. So you can be flexible. But all the materials are there, lots of ideas, and there are some workshops. I'm about to launch some online classes this winter where we will use Zoom so that people can show the cards they're working
on. Oh, awesome. I love that, yeah.
And we can work through the process together. And we'll do them in units, for example, about intention or intuition or careers, or lots of people find them really helpful with personal challenges or business challenges or jump-starting their creative work.
Right.
But they're very magical. I continue to be amazed. And many people, like myself, draw a card a day and post it and sort of wander around looking at it during the day. And there's usually some kind of message from the card.
Yes. I'm one of those people. I do a card a day as well. I love it.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
And we'll give people your info at the end of the segment where they can connect with you as well, for sure.
Okay, great.
So let's talk a little bit about the scientific hand analysis, because, again, I'm just super interested in this. I'm already going, okay, I need to send you a picture of my hand, whatever it's going to take.
right.
Tell us a little bit about that and the process and how that works in terms specifically about life purpose. Because as you say, I think, you know, a lot of people are searching for that more so in today's world.
Oh, that's so true. Because so many people are entrepreneurs now, at least at some point in their career, knowing what their life purpose is, it's like a major shortcut. So it's just been miraculous to see how helpful that can be. In fact, I actually went to a workshop on this. A friend of mine took me. She had a free ticket, and I thought, well, this will kind of be interesting. But I was so fascinated with it that I started training 8 weeks later. And I was actually, I had a book deadline for Canary Press to get two books finished by November, and I was doing the training in October. And I know my husband said, what are you, nuts, trying to do this? But I got it all done and then continue. We had to do 100 hands to get certified and all kinds of classes and so forth. But what's really helpful when people learn their life purpose is that it gets them really grounded and it gets them out of that indecision. Because you probably see this too with clients where people come in and say, I don't know if I should go in this direction or that direction. Mm-hmm. So this really gives people a roadmap, and it also helps them own their gifts and their power. For example, I had a client who was in a horrible bullying situation when she was manager of a big department, and she was feeling very powerless and the organization wasn't supporting her. And when we did her hands, she's a visionary leader. She's also an innovator, and she had tried to innovate a lot of changes. But her life lesson, which is the lowest print on your hand, was powerlessness. So she was in this situation where she was indeed powerless because nobody wanted to hear what was really going on. And it was kind of like the Catholic Church cover-up sort of a thing. And but that helped her see that in order to get her power back, she had to get out of there. And that in the process of getting out of there, she needed to negotiate for severance and all that, which she did. So when we know our life lesson, for example, mine is emotional authenticity. And because I also have a marking on my hand, which is big heart and generosity and so forth, I can sometimes get into caretaking roles with people who work for me, web people and so forth. So now I have a much better understanding that immediately when things start to go off the track, I need to address that and not be caretaking them and talking them into, you know, exactly what their career is. If they don't want to be a web person, then I need to get another web person. And
right.
I'm happy to help them become a ballet dancer, whatever they want
right.
to do.
Right, yeah, yeah.
But it's very useful information. So for a lot of people who are stuck, it just gives them exactly what you were talking about, clarity. once and for all, you kind of know your life purpose, and that never changes. Your life lesson never changes.
Yeah.
Well, we do have gift markings in our hands, which can shift as we note particular issues and heal them. Sometimes gift markings will disappear because we don't need the reminder. So those are fascinating as well.
How do you do those? Like, do you have to physically see someone? Can it be done, you know, via technology, distance? What's the process for that?
Yes, actually, it was just written up in Forbes, which is very exciting. But generally, you have to send someone your physical handprints, and we have ink. Actually, you use police ink paper, if you can believe that, to print them, and I have instructions and so forth. And people just send me copies of their prints, and then I do an analysis, and then we do a recorded 2 to 3 hour call to go through all of the dimensions. And often people will redo them once a year and have kind of a checkup. Some people can scan prints as well, although it's much better if we have actual
prints, yeah.
Printed prints.
I am so doing this. Just, you'll be ready to send out a kit to me. I love this kind of thing. And again, like, as you say, it's more information for us to better understand and know ourselves so that we can be intentional in living our lives. And I think anything that can help us do that, there's value to it. And, you know, it's kind of like, the way I look at it is, it's kind of like having a GPS system to get somewhere and you choose not to use it. Like, why? Like, I don't understand. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. Some people are afraid to actually know their life purpose because they intuitively know it, but maybe they're stuck in a corporate job and they're too afraid to leave. And if they come up as a communicator, author, speaker, or innovator, they're scared because it means they may have to do something about it.
Right. And so I think that's a key thing that you hit on, is because I think when you know, there's that innate feeling that you now need to take responsibility. No longer can you say, I don't know, I'm not sure, and it's this big mystery. Some people are not ready to take responsibility or don't want to take responsibility. But what I think is also important for people to realize is that finding this information out doesn't have to be that you leave your job, you quit your job, you go, but it can be a way for you to bring something better, more authentic into what you're already doing and allow you to excel and do even better. So, again, it doesn't have to mean that you have to abandon ship and go in a completely different direction. There's often a way to incorporate it into what you're already doing and just do it better and get better results.
Right, or gradually make a shift. I call it making positive calculated risks where, if you're, a visionary leader, then is there a way to begin doing some of that at your job or at your church or you're at the Boy Scout troop or what have you? And begin to develop some skills. Or do you take a training program and learn about your leadership and then ease into what's the next best step for you?
Yeah. Well, you know what I'd love to do is I'm definitely going to get this done. And then if you'd like to come back on the show, we can use my I'm happy to share my example and the impact that it's had.
Great.
This is a real example, and people can really see, this isn't just theoretical, whatever, but this is a real person, and I'm happy to do that. So if you are open to that and coming back, I'd love to do that as a show.
I'm game.
Awesome.
I think you'll find it really fascinating.
Oh, I have no doubt. So, again, honestly, I could speak to you forever about this, but we have run out of time. And so can you just very quickly let our listeners know where they can connect with you and how they can reach you if they want to get more information?
Yes. My website is creativesuccess.com. And I have a lot of information on hand analysis there, which is under services. Also, people can get a free ebook called The Path to Creative Success, which deals with all kinds of things like visualization, goal setting, procrastination. I have a whole slew of materials I've developed on that. And I have a monthly newsletter as well. So creativesuccess.com is the doorway.
Awesome. Gail, thank you so much for your time. I love what you're doing. I will definitely connect with you immediately after the show. And,
okay.
I look forward to having you back on the show soon. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great afternoon.
My pleasure. We are going to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll be back with my second guest.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
So you think you're tough enough for Tough Talk with Tony Gambone? Tony knows how to dish it out. Can you take it? Tony Gambone is a communicator, mentor, and entrepreneur whose tough style and generous spirit quickly garnered recognition in many a competitive arena. Now he's bringing his intelligence and knowledge to you as a hard-hitting radio talk show host and thought leader. Tune in and see for yourself. Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. It's a sure thing. To find out more, go to Tough Talk with Tony Gambone.
Lauren Jano is an elite international certified high performance coach, author, and speaker with over 15 years experience helping clients transform so that they are living bolder, happier, and more successful lives. Through a combination of her world-class coaching program and exclusive assessments, her mission is to get to the crux of your issues quickly and accurately, and then guide you to achieve sustained and higher levels of clarity, joy, energy, connection, influence, and overall performance in every area of your life. To learn more or to contact Lauren, go to laurenjano.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Life's Issues with Lauren Jorno, a show specifically intended to help you transform to a bolder life. I'm your host, Lauren Jorno, and I am super excited to introduce my friend and second guest, Dina DeLuco. Using NLP strategies and light to medium trance states, Dina is a master and helping you change your mind and rock your world as you redefine what success means to you. She is endorsed by the International Hypnosis Federation to certify hypnotists. She is the co-author of 3 books, an international speaker, trainer, and member of Toastmasters International. Dina, I am so excited to have you on the show. How are you doing?
Hi, Lauren. I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, my gosh, it is my pleasure. And I'm so excited about what we're going to talk about today because this is something, you know, I've been doing my show for, I think, 7 or 8 months now, and this is not something that's ever come up. So
awesome.
So talking about hypnosis, I know many people hear that word and they just freak out and they're terrified by it and don't want to know about it. So maybe you can start off by just shedding some light for everyone on what hypnosis is and what it isn't, and how you use it.
Okay, awesome. Well, hypnosis, like a lot of things, get a bad rap through, you know, stage shows, and people think they're going to cluck like a chicken or be under someone's spell. But really, there are so many different definitions of hypnosis. And just for our talk today, we're going to use a level of brainwave. So alpha is, or beta is, alert and oriented, where, like, hopefully most of your listeners are in that zone right now, where you can have an intellectual conversation and you can drive
right.
and do different things. And below that is alpha, still conscious, but maybe I'm driving down the road and I can't remember the last mile because you're just kind of used to doing it so often. So alpha is a more creative state, a more slower brainwave, and then theta is kind of what they call the sweet spot for hypnosis. And when you're in theta, and it looks different than it feels, but we're so used to being there that we think that hypnosis is going to feel different than what we're used to. But it's really, you know, when you're waking up in the morning and you're remembering that wonderful dream and you can hear
right.
the alarm going off at the same time, theta. So, you know, if you fall asleep, you have to go through that theta brainwave.
Okay.
So it's very familiar. And then when you're in that state, you're so much more able to communicate with the subconscious mind. So our subconscious mind is helping us breathe. It's taking our food and turning it into bone and blood and energy. It's really, you know, when you say, where's your mind, you point to your head, but that's your brain. And really your subconscious it's in every cell of your body. So, you know, some people do affirmations and they have really good results with affirmations. But hypnosis, you're speaking directly to that part of you. You don't have the filter of your conscious mind saying, well, that's not true.
Right.
So it kind of slides in under the radar of the conscious mind in a hypnosis session.
I love that. What a brilliant explanation. Thank you.
Yeah.
So then how is hypnosis different to meditation? Or is it
not? There's a lot of similarities. They use the same brain waves. You know, they're accessing that same level. They're both deeply relaxing. They can both give you that profound feeling of awareness, epiphanies, that blissful feeling of unity and oneness. But the difference is, to me, hypnosis, you have an agenda. You know, meditation, you kind of go into to be, to just be. Where hypnosis, you have a reason and you have a thought that this is what I want to change. And you're hoping that it works and you're being open to it working. I have one client who is a Shinyuan monk, and she chants at least an hour, sometimes hours a day. And she is addicted to hypnosis so much that she went through one of my hypnotist certification courses because she cannot get to the same level on her own. And now I'm not sure if that's because, you know, we've been friends for a long time. There's a deep level of trust and I'm there to support her. Like, I'm not really sure what it is, but she goes so deep and yet we can still have a conversation and I can talk to that part of her that, you know, some people call the higher self or the soul self.
Right.
That it's so powerful.
So then what about guided meditations where, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, but where there is more of an intention about it, is that still meditation or more kind of on the hypnosis or in between?
That's a great question. And I'm going to kind of open up another level of definition for hypnosis, that really everything is hypnosis. Everything that we already believe, we have been conditioned to believe and we've accepted it into our deep mind or our subconscious mind. So when you're doing a guided meditation, and, you know, a lot of guided meditations are for, you know, more money or losing weight or stopping smoking, those really are probably taking you into a level of hypnosis.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Interesting. I like that.
See, we're so afraid of the word, but it's really, it's so amazing how you can tap into this rich resource within you, that place of truth, that place of just such utter relaxation and bliss that we're not, it's always there, we're just not aware of it.
Right.
Until we stop.
And so, are there people that are more easily able to be hypnotized or go into that state than others, or not really?
Actually, there are people who can relax more easily.
I'm not one of them.
The easiest people to hypnotize are children, because they're all already so open and so spacious. You know, they haven't been told they can't as much, or they're not contracted.
Right.
But really, when you're watching TV, when you're listening to beautiful music, when you're out in nature, you are in that state or that level that can be considered theta, or especially when you're watching TV. And trust me, that's why they spend billions and billions of dollars in advertising on TV, because you are in a trance state.
Mm.
You know, go into the room with your spouse or your friend, your kids, and talk to them while they're engrossed in a movie or a show, and they don't even hear you. So
why?
Right.
So they're literally being hypnotized by whatever they're watching. So what about, you know how you hear it described where, and for me this happens when I'm playing tennis, like where you're in that zone, and I swear like a bomb could go off next to me and I wouldn't even probably notice. So is that same thing then? Like you're kind of in that brainwave
exactly.
state?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay.
When you're in that rich creative zone, when everything around you just kind of blends off into the background, and it could be, you know, your painting, your writing, and time flies. Like you think you've sat and you've been writing for a half an hour and it's been 3 hours. Or
right.
It's not quite the same as getting into the black hole of social media or that type of thing. It's a little bit different. But it's when you're completely inspired. And the word inspired actually means in spirit. So you're in that spirit where in your true part of who you are. And so hypnosis can do so many things. I mean, so many people, like, they'll start asking me, what is hypnosis good for? And before they even say, like, is hypnosis good for stuff? And I'll say, yes, because it literally can be used for anything. And people think, well, for smoking or losing weight, I can see that, but attracting the right person or making more money or finding your passion, like those things all come from our core belief system. And when you affect your core beliefs, it happens. It has this ripple effect through all parts of your life. Does that make sense?
Yeah, 100%. But I just wanted to go back to something you said a few minutes ago about, so when you, like, as you say, in that trance state, so whether you're painting or writing or whatever it is, so given that that's kind of a state of hypnosis, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does that explain why when you come out of that or you stop doing whatever it is you were doing, you have that sense of energy and, like, just so, I guess,
it's
revitalized,
really energizing.
Right?
Yes.
Right.
Exactly.
So, and I know for me, when I play tennis, when I get off the court and I may have just played for an hour, I literally feel like I've had a 10-hour break from my life. Like I, you know, and it's amazing.
So you should play tennis every day.
I know that is going to be my intention for the new year. Absolutely. So I know that, you know, hypnosis is just one of the many tools that you have in your belt. You are so qualified. You've got so many strategies that you use, like NLP, hypnosis, Reiki, EFT. What would you say is your favorite one, if you have one, or if not, how do you see them being used differently in different circumstances? How do you decide, like, what's best to use for someone?
Well, that's a great question. And usually hypnosis, I would say, if you just ask me which is your favorite, I would say hypnosis, but only because the sessions look different than the straight out like NLP coaching session or an EFT or Reiki. The hypnosis, you have your eyes closed and you know that you're going into trance and you're wanting it to work. But organically, I think when you have more than one tool, and we all have so many tools, just pulling from life experience and the wisdom that we've gained through our own life, we organically blend our modalities. So, you know, even if I'm doing a hypnosis session, I'll absolutely blend in NLP. We might do some tapping. We have call it a sound bath. It's a crystal singing bowl. My friend Anthony has the beautiful big quartz crystal bowl that he plays.
Yes.
And we're doing an abundance meditation, like a journey. So it will be a meditation, but there will also be some hypnosis. We'll do some visualization, some tapping throughout it. So I think all of us have a tendency to blend. And we pick from the people that have been our teachers. We create our own little on what works for us. But as far as what I would use on a person, it would be the thing they call me for. If someone calls me for life coaching, I'm not going to try to hypnotize them because they're not asking for it.
Right.
They have to be completely comfortable, and there has to be definitely a much deeper level of trust with hypnosis just because
right.
of the stigma. But hypnosis is such an easy and elegant method of transforming old patterns, limiting beliefs, into more empowered and resourceful states of being.
So when you're working with someone and you're using hypnosis and you're wanting to help them either, you know, get rid of a limiting belief or adopt a new belief, whatever it may be, is in that process, is it affirmation type of languaging that you're using to kind of
yes.
embed into the subconscious? Is that kind of what's going on?
It is very much like that. What I do during the intake process, you know, we kind of get to the root of what their desired outcome is. And then I write it down verbatim so that it's not my words, it's your
word. Okay.
Because your gatekeeper, your conscious mind, is going to accept your words. If I even tweak it or use a word that I think is better, your conscious mind might think, no, that's not what I really want. So
right.
it is important to stay with the overall, the key words that the client, the reason why they came. And I think that, like, my natural born gift is to see people in a higher perspective. And not necessarily that I ever tell them what that is, but just holding that space for them, just holding that vision, that awareness, that giving that higher quality energy. And if they choose to see it, fine. And if they choose not to, that's fine too. But there's just this wonderful thing that happens in that space of unfolding for the client as they kind of step into that higher perspective.
Mm-hmm.
It's so amazing how, like, a client will come for something, and after the session, like, it's almost like they forgot about the challenge. It's ridiculous, right? Like, I had a client who, he had a mini stroke, and he went in to see his doctor. He had, like, he was thick around his belly. So his doctor said, you absolutely have to lose this gut because it's causing you problems. So his biggest downfall in life was cheesecake. He could not say no to cheesecake. So we did the session, and I don't typically do aversion therapy, which is like you make it look nasty. You make it
right.
Like you make it disgusting to them. I don't like doing that. I will only do it if I'm asked to or if it's something like that's super important because I like to be more focused on what's good and what's beautiful and lovely
right.
and
yeah.
positive. So, but we did the aversion therapy for him. And the next week, he actually had an office in my building. And the next week I saw him and I'm like, hey, Chuck, how you doing? Good, good. I said, how are, you know, he was, I lost like 6 pounds. Is that great? You know, what are you doing? And he said, well, it's interesting. I just don't feel as hungry. I don't understand why. And I said, how about the cheesecake thing? He goes, well, you know, we went to Friends the other night, and she had that sampler platter from the Cheesecake Factory, and normally I would have had some of everything. He goes, I must not have been that hungry because I didn't eat it. And it was like
yeah.
his biggest, it was like his cocaine. You know, he was so, he couldn't say no to it. He had to have it. He craved it. He couldn't resist it. And after the session, it was like, yeah, I must not have been that hungry because I didn't even have any.
Hmm.
Not even thinking that it came from hypnosis, which is fine.
Right.
You know, as long as it worked. But he kind of forgot that he even had a problem.
And so. I think what you said earlier is such, I just want to go back to is about when you're doing it, that you're using your client's own words, right?
Yes,
and
I trust
it's funny, yeah, because I was having a conversation with one of my clients earlier this week, and she was going like, you know, she's been doing these affirmations and whatever, and then we spoke about it, and, you know, she eventually saw that the affirmations that she were using, that she was using, were just so like not her. And so it's exactly what you said, you know, like she was saying it, but at the same time her brain was going like, are you kidding me? Like, and so we so we worked on that and came up with, you know, something that was more, that was true for her and how she would express whatever it was that she was working on. And so I think that's such an important thing for people to be aware of, is that there's some great stuff out there, but there has to be, it has to resonate. There has to be part of you
right.
in it.
It has to be languaged in the way you would say it.
Right.
So if you're someone who's not visual, like this cracks me up, so many CDs have a visualization, which is awesome, and most people can visualize, but for those people who can't, they're just dark. It's just black. Like, they're not seeing anything. And so you have to use the language. Maybe there's someone who feels, or maybe there's someone who hears. So, like, those kind of things are really important to catch as a hypnotist, how they take in their world. Another thing that is really, I feel, something that I've gotten really good at, and not because I was taught. It's amazing. I've gone through like 6 different certification courses to be a trainer, and they don't really teach how to extend a hypnosis session. So what I mean by extend, when I was taught hypnosis, my trainer, my original trainer, who I adore, he said, hypnosis lasts 1 week, and then it fades. But I built in these multipliers, I call them. And I teach them, and I do a little course. It's called Change Your Mind. It's a full-day intensive on, I call it self-hypnosis, but it's really de-hypnotizing. It's really unhypnotizing yourself from all the things, all the limitations that you were taught. And they're just little things that I put in, like in the days and weeks and months which follow. So it's taking it and not just working for you now, but it's working for you next week, next month.
Right.
And then, you know, every day and every way. Now, this is a standard one. Every day and every way you're getting stronger and stronger, feeling better and better. That is a great multiplier, and it's pretty common among hypnotists. But there's lots of things that you can do. We do lots of anchors, like just touching the shoulder so that when you need a boost, you touch the shoulder and that resource comes back to you. There's one that I learned from someone about stop smoking is to build in the color red makes you stop, which we're so used to with stop signs.
Right.
So it's kind of every time you see the color red, it helps you stop and be a non-smoker.
Mm.
So different things like that that really add to a session.
And you answered a question I was going to ask you. Is like, A, how quick is the impact and how long does it last? But, again, it depends on, I guess, the process and, as you say, putting those multipliers in or not.
Right. And the willingness and comfort of the person being hypnotized.
Right. Got it.
I've had people call for their children, and I won't see them unless the child calls me. I mean, if they're real young, I will, but...
Right.
And usually 12 is the youngest that I've hypnotized. But, you know, if they're 17, no, they have to call. They need to want to come and not just because my mom's making me, because that's not going to work. They're
absolutely.
With their arms crossed. And
Dina, oh, my gosh, thank you so much. This was so interesting, so insightful. No surprise, you did a brilliant job of just explaining and demystifying hypnosis. So hopefully people aren't as scared about it and more open to it. So how can the listeners get hold of you? I know you have a ton of classes and programs and things going on. So what is the best way for them to find out more about everything that you've got happening?
Well, we're actually winding down classes for this year, but we do have a couple things on the books and some we'll be hitting it really hard in January. But my website is dinadeluco.com. And if you want to email me at dina@dinadeluco.com, I'm just getting ready to put up a link for a free download, and I'll be happy to send you the link. So that's D-E-N-A, dinadeluco.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
I know we will talk soon. And thank you for taking the time to be here. It's been amazing. And I want to thank everyone for listening in and joining us today. And just to remember, if you want to connect with me, you can connect with me via Facebook at facebook.com/Lauren Giorno or my website, laurenjorno.com. You can listen to previous shows at going to iTunes and downloading the podcast. And if you want to be a guest on the show, just go to lifeissueswithlaurenjorno.com and fill out the registration form. So I just wanted to thank my guests and thank you all again for listening in and hope you join me again next week. Until then, embrace your inner truth.
You've been listening to Life Issues with Lauren Giorno on the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please visit toughtalkradionetwork.com for more information.